This is a decision they have taken. This side from Bharat, from India side, they made the bridge to go to Lanka. They successfully went to Lanka. Ravana also come to know that. He comes to know that all the monkeys, Vanaras, arrived at Lanka. So Ravana also, now he gets ready for the war with Vanaras. Vanaras already ready. So Ravana wanted to have a glance of all the Vanaras. Where they are standing, which direction, who is leading, which team. So Ravana went to the terrace of his palace. On the other side, Rama also climbed to a mountain to see, to have a glance of the Lanka. Same time, it happened like that. So Valmiki did not bring this, okay? It happens like that. Same time, Ravana was standing on his palace. Rama standing on his own mountain. Both of them looking each other. Ravana is having glance. So, and other Rakshasas were introducing. This is Rama, this is Lakshmana, and this is the monkey who came last week. Who bought Lanka, standing there. They are identifying this. That side Vibhishana was explaining about Lanka, because Vibhishana is that side now. So Vibhishana introducing, this is the valley, this is the mountain, this is the palace, this is Ravana standing there, and then they were talking. Both the sides, they were exchanging the views and the ideas, how to do, what next we have to do, all this. Suddenly what happens from Rama's side, Sugriva also standing next to Rama. Suddenly Sugriva got up from his place and he started flying towards Ravana without informing anyone. He got very high enthusiastic feeling inside. Enthusiasm he got. Immediately jumped and started flying. And Rama says, hey, somebody flew, who is that? Suddenly they were searching, Sugriva was missing there. Sugriva, Mr. Sugriva flew and trying to hit Ravana. Ravana also didn't expect this. Some Vanara came and started going here and there like bee, ne? Honey bee. So Ravana didn't expect. Ravana also got that shock. And he did not know how to manage. The sudden attack of Sugriva and Ravana. Somehow Ravana managed and he started fighting with Sugriva. Sugriva also fighting with Ravana. After some time, Ravana could not manage Sugriva. Sugriva's power. And after that, Ravana started fighting with Sugriva using all his Maya power. Hiding here and there and started beating Sugriva. Sugriva understood. Now hereafter, if I stay here, I will become chutney. Finish, he will kill me. Finish my life. See, understood now the situation is not right. So afterwards that removing his crown, he went away. Finish. Went back. Rama was this side, all with the tension, he was standing here. I do not know whether he comes back or not. He may come, he may not come. So after his victory over Ravana came back, expecting that all will appreciate. He came back standing silent. Everybody is silent. Rama started. If any leader would have been there in the place of Rama, immediately they will give this, what is that letter? Firing charge? What do you call here? Some letter. Whatever you feel, that letter, okay? According to a company. The company. Get out. Get out from the place. We know how to manage the program. We will complete it. Being a responsible person, what kind of job you have done? Without telling anyone. Is this right or wrong? Now you tell me. Is this right or wrong? Sugriva did this. And Sugriva was explaining this because I got very high power of enthusiasm. I went there. When I saw Ravana, I felt that I want to do something good for you, Rama. That's why I went. Thank you very much for your goodness and all. You are appreciated. But you should not have done like this. being a leader, being a responsible person, without words of thinking, what will happen if you go there? If something happens to you, so how to go about, what to do in the next step? So this is not right. So Rama was not scolding at Sugriva. If ordinary person would have been there as a leader, then they will give something. We know what kind of decision he would have taken. Rama was not scolding at Sugriva. He started telling that, if you go that side now, see, if you go like this, without informing, without consulting me, just to go that side, no? Asammandra vaya sardam taditam sahasam kurtam. You have done sahasam. Sahasam you should not take. You cannot come with positive result when you do sahasam. Definitely some bad kind of thing would have happened there. Luckily you came back. The luck should be there in the sahasam. Otherwise something bad thing will happen. Sagasam kirtam. Evam sagasa yuktani na kurvandi janeshwaraha. This kind of high leaders should not do this kind of sagasam without telling immediately. Without planning, you should not do. You are a leader. And started giving advice. We have a nice, sloka in Sanskrit. Very nice sloka. Now see, asti iti krishim kuryat. Asti iti. When you sow some seeds, okay, in your land, you sow some seed, definitely you will get some crops. Some wheat, paddy, you will get definitely. Asti iti krishim kuryat. Sow some seed that you will get something. Asti iti. Asti nasti iti. Asti nasti iti vanijyam kuryat. When you do business, when you start business, you have to have in your mind that I may get, I may not get. Getting it business. Asti nasti iti. When you start business, I may get profit, I may not get profit. Asti nasti iti krishim vanajyam kuryat. Nasti iti rinam kuryat. You just give money to other person. Debt. Just 1 million. Story, ne? Give 1 million. When you give this, you have to think nasti iti. It will not come back. If you give someone, it will not come. Nasti iti. Naham asmi iti sahasam. Whenever we do sahasam, we have to think that I will not exist. I may die. This is the nature of sahasam. So adventure. Adventure. Adventure is very dangerous. You have done adventurous thing here. It is not appreciated. I am not pleased with your activity. When a leader, in a hierarchy, the higher person, the responsible person does this kind of thing, the superior leader should not scold and should not give this kind of fire charge and all. Now Rama is very nicely handled with care. He is also leader of many vanaras. He is not very ordinary vanara to scold. Rama felt very bad. Rama was explaining, I am not bringing all the slokas here. Sugriva, you have gone there. Suppose some negative thing would have happened. You would have died there. So what I will do, you know, I will tell you now. I will go and finish all the Rakshasas along with Ravana. I will finish everyone. I will bring back Sita. I will put her in Ayodhya. I will give a charge, the administration power to that. I will make Bharata as a king to take care of Ayodhya and Kosala country. I will give up everything. I will come to forest. I will commit suicide. This is what Rama says. Without you, I will not live in this world. Truly speaking from the heart. Ordinary person also will tell everything will come from the lip. From the heart, he says. This is what I will do. If something would have happened to you, there you went to Ravana. If Ravana would have killed you, this is what I would have done. Then he felt very bad. Who is that ever? Sugriva. You should not have excuse me. Correcting the person, most of the time we correct the person by scolding him like anything. All the bird words will come. And we will search for some bird words in the dictionary also. Only the limited words I have, the feeling is so much here. Scolding it. This is Rama's approach. You made mistake. I am not scolding at you. I feel very deeply for you about that mistake. Rama felt so deeply that this is what I would have done it. He explains, you just go to this place and study. Rama says like that. I will settle everything. I will go to the forest. I will not live forever. Without you, what is the purpose of living in this world? This is the friendship he shows. See the relationship, what do you call it? The spirit of a relationship with a friend. He felt very bad. The eyes are filled with tears. Sugriva felt bad. Now the transformation has happened and relationship also very strong. You getting it? Getting it or not? This is from Ramayana. In ordinary life, someone would have done like this, our approach is totally different from Rama's approach. We never see this person again in our life. And whenever somebody speaks, suppose we also have this kind of program, that incident, we'll send this fellow out. After some time, if somebody reminds Sugriva, don't talk about him. Whenever I hear his name, it's boiling everywhere. Why the incident is very bad incident. He only spoiled complete over the organized the plan. We planned very perfectly. Everything is going in the organized way. Suddenly he came inside and spoiled everything. We will tell like this only. Even the program also, this is the program. Now this is not the program. Simply I am telling for example, okay. For example. Suppose we make a very great program. 1,000 people have come. So you are the coordinator, you are the powerful leader there. When you are doing something, somebody came inside and took mic and said something confused. Getting it? There are two mics. One is left side, one is right side. You are standing on the right side, left side with podium. Other mic came that side without podium. Someone came in. Everything is going step by step. The organized planning. It's going. First, what the lighting the lamp? Welcome address. Getting it. You say, I call upon this person to light the lamp for us. I call this person to welcome. Suddenly someone came there, standing there. I call this chief guest to deliver his special address. Hey, are you getting it? This is what Sugriva did. The program should go according to the schedule, it should go. Suddenly you came in, said poked your nose and confused. What will be the reaction of the person who is standing on the left side of the stage? Okay? He will not shout, he will take the mic itself. Will go there. Along with the mic. Getting it? Rama. No, it's okay. Out of enthusiasm only he told like that. Rama understood the enthusiasm. This is called in the first class itself we have seen. Recognizing others' weakness. Recognizing others' weakness, he just handled very carefully Sugriva and made him feel. You have to feel and you have to understand that. Sugriva understood very nicely. This is how the relationship maintained, even the mistake also. Even if other person makes mistake, they are also how to maintain, how to correct, how to take the thing little forward. This is what we have to learn from Rama. I know you learned. You have to learn. Why? Because it was short time. We are short of time. You have to learn. I know you understood. Shall I go to next? Go to that. Thing. This is the last point. Managing different personalities in our life. We should not ask Lord. Oh Lord, give me all the people around me. All friends and relatives. Everybody should listen to me. Then Lord also took our application. He also. What is that? What? We propose. Man propose. God dispose. So he did in reverse direction. Get the application. See the list. Nobody's listening. Where in the house? the home, nobody is listening to me. Nobody is coming with my, thinking. Rama. Now see, Rama, we should not think that all people are went Ramas for that. Aligned with Rama's thinking or ideas. No. Rama is handling different personalities. You want to see? Say yes.
Yes.
The first person, Lakshmana. Rama, 14 years, not 14 years, throughout the life, Lakshmana was with Rama. Your father says that, father and Kaikeyi said that you have to go to forest for 14 years. First person got very angry with our father and mother, Lakshmana. Lakshmana says, literally, I will kill this old man. Whom? Dasaratha. Maraitandanaval Sonnayo, Kamban says that you chanted so many mantras of Vedic mantras. With this mouth you are talking bad about your father. Rama consoling Lakshmana. Lakshmana gets angry every now and then. If anyone does any mistake to go, Rama, finish that person. Sugriva also. Sugriva got Kishkindha Raj. Rama killed Vali. Sugriva got Kishkindha Raj. And he started indulging the pleasure, forgetting or the searching for Sita. Rama feeling very bad that, hey, Sugriva, hey, Lakshmana, having attained the Kishkindha Raj, he is enjoying this life, not making any effort to search for Sita. And so Lakshmana got angry. And he went to Sugriva, hey Sugriva, be careful. This is the way, just now, just a few months back, Vali went to this side. Are you getting it? The door is not closed. It is kept for you. Be careful. Yena Vali hato gataha. Samaye trishta Sugriva. Ma Vali padam hanvaga. This is the way Vali went. You be careful. And Vali, Sugriva said, no, I will come behind you. Come. Start working for what? Start working. We have to search Sita. We have to bring her. And suddenly, I guess, what do you call? Without expecting, this person gets angry. Whoever does something wrong to Rama, finish that person. They should be very careful. We have to see Lakshmana is near Rama or no. If Lakshmana is not with Rama, then you can tell whatever you want to Rama. Rama is okay. If it is something with a different view, you should know whether Lakshmana is here or not. Hearing it? Lakshmana is different. Completely devoted to Rama. If anyone does anything wrong to or mistake to Rama, then Lakshmana gets angry. Sugriva next. Sugriva was testing Rama first. After that only he accepted Rama. And every now and then he will go from here to Ravana. Without telling, okay? This is Sugriva's nature. You do not know. He will not know what he will do. Sugriva's nature. Rama should handle this kind of vanaras also. And it's Angada. Now see the difference, the thing, Sugriva brought Rama to kill Vali. Vali son is Angada, are you getting it? Rama made Angada as a prince here. Sugriva was a king, Angada was prince. Rama said you have to give some position to Angada also. You should not neglect him. Whenever Angada is in a distress or some stress, he will always scold Sugriva. Because of Sugriva only my father died. He brought Rama. So this kind of feeling Angada has got. And Angada also, Sugriva also little frightened. I killed his father. I do not know at any time he may attack me. Getting it or not? Small feeling. Not it is visible everywhere in Rama. You know? Whenever they get some that very strange kind of a crisis, and the crisis generally it will come. Ne? So see, we came to America, ne? Very comfortable. There is no problem, there is no problem. How are you happy, happy? Suppose some problem comes, this Amma cries then.
Nobody is. If it is India, I can share many things with my friends.
You only brought me from. I never asked you to bring. You only made all arrangement, all visa applied.
5 years.
If I am there in my house,
I can talk to everyone.
Suppose we get this kind of situation, immediately we start all kinds of feeling, whatever we have inside, that will come. You agree? You only brought me from. And that and you, so many the thoughts you have inside, now only you are telling, yes, when time comes, then only it will come. Otherwise it will not come. So whenever they get into problem, they bring this kind of thought. There is a small friction between Sugriva and Angada. You see that? Rama should handle this also. Neela. Neela is what that Dalapati, what do you call, the commander of all Vanarasena. Then he has his own power, he has to lead. Nala, one who built or that bridge. So he has to get the opinion of Neela. He's the commander, and he is what that prince, and he is what that king. So getting three kinds of people on top of this Rama, for so many people, okay, top of him. Now he has to get the opinion of everyone, and he has to build. See the condition. Nala. So this person Rama has to handle. And Hanuman. Hanuman no need to handle. Hanuman is with the understanding of all situation. The whole team, Hanuman is the only person that understands every situation and acts according with the Rama's for that wish. Hanuman. He has to handle Hanuman. Jambavan, old person. Whenever you have old person, the house finished. Finished means what they keep on talking in 1947. Oh, yo. In 1930, ayyo. you will not agree. One time I caught up like this with one senior person. Old I will not say, senior most person. So old doesn't look nice, senior most person. 75 year old. I was there in Trichy, 5 years in Tamil Nadu. So I went to one class. So morning 10 o'clock they took me. So 10 o'clock class, okay. So I went to that house. In that house, father, mother, father-in-law, 70 year old, two children with. And this person took me and they gave me coffee, this and breakfast and I took. Then I have to go to one temple there, my talk. 11 to 12:30, okay. So 1.5 hour I talk. Tamil speech. I have to come back for lunch at the same house. There after the lunch, I have to go to other place for talk. Then, so morning 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, he came. Then half an hour, we were sitting and chatting. This man, 70-year-old, senior most person, he started, Samji, yes? Where are you coming from? Tamil Nadu. Why you come this side?
Why? What made you to come this line?
Yeah, this is a spiritual line. Why you come? Young age, eh? Finally, you say, no, nothing. I'm okay. I like this father. And I say, oh, oh. What is her father doing? No, he's not there. What is her mother? Everybody, both of them in the heavenly world. How many brothers? You? How many sisters? First you tell me about yourself. Now, I will tell about myself. So I took birth in 1917. Okay, after that, I have to grow. It will take little time.
And school, college.
School, where I did. School, where I did. College. Ever slowly, slowly, slowly. Ayoyo. 11 o'clock, my
class.
I never got small chance to say Aryom also. If you get very small, or that, very little, tiny in time, they get Aryom. No. Continuously, it goes. Go. You are waiting for a small gap to say Aryom. Okay. No. So now only the childhood gone, now about that, the college life, and slowly it's coming. year by year, stage by stage. Ayyo, I never forget. That's why I'm sharing with you. 18 years back. Are you getting it? See the impact and the I got in my heart. Has it?
You, luckily 11 o'clock is I had to go.
Go, go. And said, go, come back, I will continue. I said, I thought, when somebody says like that, I will continue. Anyway, I am escaping from you now. So we never thought that we will come back, we will continue. I came back after the class, 12:30, 1 o'clock came for lunch. And came and sat there. From 1946. Yo. Thereafter only started believing. If you are what is a senior citizen, you want to share something. But in that house, nobody was ready to share, receive this person. So suppressed feeling. Whenever you get this kind of finished, I am the lucky person who got
from 1917.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You see, so more than 18 years it happened. Well, 18 years back, still I remember. Throughout my life, I'll remember this incident. I never forget. The thing, where he stopped, okay? After 2 hours, you started from there. It's amazing. Okay, they want to share their experience. It's called Jambavan. Jambavan means the old senior most person who has got the experience and he will guide, he will advise. So all these people are very young people, very young people. Okay? One is simply he will become a tense dog very quickly. Sugriva, you do not know what he'll do in which time. And this Angada has got little friction with the Sugriva. Neelanala, okay. Hanuman the best. This is the old person. Always he used to give some advice, waiting for advice. I will give advice. So, experience there, advice. You have to handle this person also. And Vibhishana is new arrival. So, newly he arrived. These people did not accept him in the beginning. Are you getting it? If you include someone, the already existing group is not accepting this person, it will take little more time to merge this person with the team. Till then, the leader should adjust. Every now and then, they will get doubt. Till they get confidence or trust on this particular person. Vibhishana. He came from opposite. These are all the people. He was our Rama was handling. So we also have this kind of people in our life. We have Lakshmana kind of people. Yeah, so much. Sugriva, ayoyo. You don't know. Unpredictable the people. Angada, Neela, Nala, Hanuman, very, very rare to get this kind of people in our life. Hanuman like Hanuman, impossible. Suppose you get very nice friend in your life, he can understand anything from you. Okay, this person God will send. This is God sent person. But that kind of person will stay with us only 1 year or 2 years, that's all. Throughout life they will not stay. This is the... Very rare to find this person, but and Jambavan kind of, you already I have 2 people in my house. True. Nowadays I heard from somewhere Boston or some Boston, I think. This old, all senior people, okay? They made some Sangam and all, they will come there and they will spend time there. TV, this and that, all that, they will come together, they will enjoy their life, they go back. They will enjoy in this place, in the Sangam, and the people in the house also enjoy their life there. But these 2 people from this house came. The house is very happy. There is no, what do you call, pinching or itching, no. Because they want to share. You go and share this kind of Sangam, all old people come together, and they spend their time, they are also very happy sharing their experience and going back. I heard this is happening in America. I do not know whether you it is going here and not. It's running here. But it's a nice program. And Vibhishana kind. So we also will get this kind of people. So we have to handle all varieties of people in our life. This is the matter. The Rama handled. We also should handle. We should not ask, I need this kind of person in my life. Suppose the company is giving you one list. These are the 10 people you have to handle in your life. This is the 10 people, you are the leader of that team. You go. All the best. You just got the list and you read. Okay, sir, from all 10 people, 5 people are okay. Other 5 people, can you remove?
Please remove these 5 people, I can handle this team.
These 5 people is very difficult. No, you cannot say, this is a company, survival part. They are giving promotion. And they say, I don't want any promotion. Why? Handling these people is very difficult. No, whether you like it or not, this is your job, you have to handle. Then it's a compulsory situation, you have to handle it. How to handle? Rama handle all these people. Getting it? Not individually he was doing. He was handling this kind of people. Variety will be there in our life. In Gita, Krishna also says that. How many varieties of people we get in our life? What is that? Friends will be there. Enemy will be there. Getting it? And the people with very different, indifferent kind of people will be there. They will not support anyone. Friends, enemies, indifferent relatives. There are so many people will be around. We should know how to make a relationship with them and how to handle them. We should not avoid those things. Rama handled all these people and made his work very successful. Task has been completed by using this kind of people. The very interesting thing, in our life, we will have a nice relationship with the, Rama has got nice relationship with the Lakshmana, Sugriva, Angada, Neela, Nala, Hanuman. Individually is very good. At the same time, he made very nice relationship among them also. This is very important. In our life, we are individually okay. All people, this 10 people will like us. It's okay. We also like them. Okay. In our presence, they are very good. They can do any type of work. In our absence, finished. You have to come and damage. You see all kinds of damage. You have to repair. In your absence, they make mess. In your presence, they are good. Then, the relationship among themselves is not right. Here, we have to see how Hanuman is taking care of Jambavan. Hanuman has got very high respect to Jambavan. Very, very high respect. When these people are fighting in the Lanka, all the monkeys were killed. All the monkeys, Vanas were killed. Ravana's son, Indrajit. So he sends this Brahmastra and kills all the monkeys. Killed. Everybody died. At that time, Vibhishana is alive. Jambavana is alive. You're getting it? These two people are living there. They are not dead. So Jambavan took one torch. What do you call this? Deepandam. You understood, no? Torch. Jambavan took one torch and he was searching. Vibhishana also with Jambavan. Jambavan took Vibhishana searching all the places. And Vibhishana is asking, whom you are searching? Jambavan says, I am searching Hanuman. Why? All the Vanaras are died now. Nobody is alive. Everybody died. Why you are particularly searching Hanuman? Jambavan says that if Hanuman is alive, crores of monkeys also can die. Nothing will happen. He has the capacity to bring them back. If Hanuman dies, finished. Even though we are alive, okay, it is considered that we are dead. This is the statement by Jambavan. And finally, Jambavan found Hanuman is lying down. And slowly, Jambavan went, hey, Hanuman. Hanuman got up and Hanuman also fainted. He got up and Hanuman touched Jambavan's feet. It was there in Valmiki Ramayana. Hanuman got up and touched Jambavan's feet and worshipped. Then Jambavan says that you have to go and bring this. Sanjeevini Parvata. Getting it? This is the relationship between Hanuman and Jambavan. Sugriva. What I got. And after that, Vibhishana also came very close to Jambavan. Hanuman, Jambavan, these people are very close. These are very small people. They listen to great people. this to Sugriva and Angada is a slight thing. Like getting it. Lakshmana is okay with everyone. Unless you touch Ram wrong way. If it is short circuit at finish. Unless line is okay, I'm okay. If something short circuit at first, I will bust. Getting it. No, Lakshmana is, there is no problem with Lakshmana. These are all the people. And Rama made in such a way that team also should have very nice relationship with among themselves. Very nice. In our life also, we'll have, in our life, see, very interesting. In our life, we will not get problem with anyone. Only one is enough. Just you look at your own life. This is okay, this is okay, this is okay. You just take a list. Only 4 or 5 only will come. Not much. They will not get this and this much.
Only 4 or 5.
Okay, 10 maximum. You take the list. With this person, I'm okay. I'm okay means what? Your partner, okay. Anyway, 10 years lived. Going successfully, leave it. I know what he likes, what she likes. Here in our relationship, whatever he doesn't like, okay. This is a mother. Whatever you don't like, I will do that only. Very interesting. And the father also, whatever she doesn't like, he will do that. I know what you like, what you don't like. But what you like, I will not do. What you don't like, I will do that. Why you are doing like this? Then only life will be interesting. Interesting, the opposite way. It's very easy to handle the partner, okay. Then children are very good. Children are good. Whatever I say, they listen. No, easy to handle. This boy is okay. This girl also okay. Father-in-law, double okay. Very recently, they started the old age ashram also. Very good. Mother-in-law. Underline. Red underline. The house. Okay. The boss. Double underline. Right. So my colleague in office, slight yellow line. That's all. Yeah. Like these are the people very difficult to understand. But the handle, these people are okay. So when you understand this, we have to study these people, what they want, what they don't want. When you study little, we are not spending time actually speaking. Very easy to handle. Very, very easy to handle, I tell you. What they like, just do it. What they don't like, don't do it in front of them. That is the matter there. That's all. Very simple. Very simple actually. Actually in the relationship, very, very simple. But we are not, unnecessarily we are going in front of them, whatever they don't like. So I had a very bad kind of one quality I had. Not now, okay? Not now. So one person, in my life, one person. My leader. That person doesn't like the Tamil language, okay? This person from somewhere over the north side. So my boss, this person doesn't like Tamil. Whenever I speak Tamil, the person gets irritated. I am very carefully telling not he or she, okay? You will guess that person. Doesn't like Tamil. Whenever I speak Tamil, the person gets irritated. I feel very happy. Very happy. Okay. Wanted I will speak in Tamil only. That too very loudly. And in between you have to laugh also. Laugh also. You have to speak loudly Tamil and laugh. The opposite person is getting irritated. You feel very happy. Yeah. Yeah, I did that kind of mistake, I'm telling. Then after that only I realized that's not good. Why? Whatever I do, I will get this kind of experience in my life. Someone will come and talk in other language. That's not right. After some time I realized then I changed. But this is man's nature, the ego's nature that whatever the opposite person doesn't like, we want to do that. Actually, when we understand, very easily we can understand, you just live with this kind of people 1 hour or 2 years, just 6 months is more than enough to understand a person. But we understand what the person needs, what likes, what doesn't like or like. When you know this, according to that, when you act, the relationship will be very strong. It is very difficult understanding what we are telling is the wrong thing actually. Half 6 months or 1 year is more than enough to understand a personality. There. Whatever you like, I do. Whatever you don't like, I am not doing. Simple. Very simple, align the person. Getting it? Very easy. But we are not doing that. That is a friction. We are expecting that particular person, you just listen to me. You do whatever I like. That person, first you do whatever I like. Therefore the friction comes there. It is very easy actually. Life is very easy. You can live with anyone. No problem. You are very flexible. I went one place, okay. Again, very nice experience. Guruji, Tejaman, he asked me, you go to that place. 1 year I went. I went 1 year. This is Reunion Island. Reunion Island. There people speak only French, no English. Guruji said, you go and stay there one year and come back. Not punishment, okay? Punishment ransom, no? Just go there, spend 1 year and come back. 7th. And senior most Swamiji is a very nice person. Perfect person. He will get up early in the morning and he does a very nice person. And those who are serving, who were serving with him, they went away. 4 or 5 people went away from him.
Guruji told me, you go there, come back.
Don't go away from him, come back. All the best. I was serving. Samji was seen in most of Samji. Very strict person. You cannot do this kind of joke on Dal, okay? It's very jig. And he used to cook his own food. Own food he used to cook. And he's very much interested in garden work and Dal. Okay? I said, six months I stayed, there's no problem. Very nice person. Sweet nature also. Very hard working person and very much interested in the mission and how to develop the mission and the activity. Very interested. I was surprised why people are going away from him. And after some time, one incident happened. In that ashram, one amma was there. And she was cooking or helping and all the one family is staying. This amma used to bring very nice with that. Plants, the flower plants. Swamiji is very much fond of this kind of flower plants. And she brought 10-15 plants, very rare. And Swamiji was, what is that, putting this plant. When he was working in the garden, I'm sitting in my room, that's not right now, you have to go and help him. He didn't call me, that I went and saw from here, I went and helped him. And he said that, hey Brahmachari, you take this. 9 years back, incident, okay? You take some incidents, you will not forget. He told me, you put this plant there. So I put that plant there. Pour water. I poured water also. He's very happy. Then we went, we had lunch and we were chatting then. After 3 days, he was working on another place. Again, I went and helped him. And he said, hey, Brahmachari, few days back you put that plant there, okay? You take that plant and bring here. I went, I took that plant, I brought. Again, he said, put it here. I put there also. After few days, take this, put it there. 3 places change. And that amma who brought the plant, she was yesterday. It was there. After a few days there, because if you give something, you will watch. what you are doing with my object.
Like, it's not there. Even there.
And she knew that I only did that.
Hey, Brahmachari.
Why you change this place?
I told Swamiji, told he, that's why I put.
Why you said he only told put this? And why you said he only again told I put
and she said, whatever,
why you are not suggesting me? No, this is not my ashram, this is not my thing. Here Guruji told you go and do whatever he says.
Put the plant, put it there. Take the plant, take it. Put here.
Take it, take it. Put there. See, actually, plant you brought. Plant is yours. And he is telling me, you put. I put that, sir. You are getting it? So whatever he, just now, see, these people are going against. Why this the Swamiji is asking you, put here. So I don't have any wish and any likes and dislikes. So suppose you ask me to cut the plant, I'm ready to cut, that's all. Very easy actually. Then afterwards only I realized, if you go along with the system, there's no problem. And finally I got one certificate from him. Literally, I mean, still I have in my computer there. It's there. And Guruji, he is very close to Swami Tejo Mahajan. Dear Tejo, he will write like that. He is the senior most person in the world, senior than Guruji. Maybe 80, 90 year old. Dear Guruji, Hariom, thank you very much for sending the Brahmachari. I never seen Brahmachari.
Very nice person. Whatever I say, he does. I took this letter. Guruji. What you did?
I planted three times. Three places. Getting it. I know he also felt very happy. Very, very nice incident. I never forget. That's why after that only I felt, why three people went? You should not go against his wish. That's all. Very easy. You do whatever he says, because he's a topmost person, very, he knows everything. Just to surrender, you do whatever he says and get certificate also. After that, he liked me so much and he asked me, give me your passport. Why? I will tell Tejo to extend your that level. Already I am eating long bread. French bread. Morning, afternoon, night.
Thank you very much. You give me my passport, I go to India.
Then I will come back. This certificate is enough. One certificate is enough. Very nice incident. But I'll never forget. Three times already eat only bread, but French bread. Different bread. And they speak only French. I say something, they understand something. And they say something, they write something. Yes, yeah, so the writing is totally different. Paha Pului. This is for umbrella, Paha Pului. P-A-H-A-L-A, like that you write in English. P-H-A-Y-W-X-Y-Z. And they say Paha Pului. You write something, you pronounce something. In English, you write, you pronounce as it is. What is it? This is like Rama. I tell Rama. He says, Khama. Very nice island. Thank you very much. I had to go to India. Please give me my passport. The thing, if you impress people more, this is the danger. Then I should have planted two times. I planted three times. He's very much impressed. Give me your passport. Don't go to India. Yo, I will die here. I have to go back to India. Very nice relationship. So what he wants, just you have to do. That's all. Very simple. This is what I understood from that incident. You brought the plant. This is not my plant. I am not spending any money. This plant is yours. The land is his. That's all. You put it in, put it. Take it. Pour water. How much? 2 liters. Pour 2 liters. That's all. You should not bring your own suggestion. Very easy. You getting it? I leave it there also. Very interesting. Simple actually. Simple, I tell you, simple. This is what we are not doing. We know, we understand person 1 year. But we are not going according to their wish. We go against, then the friction comes. Getting it? Suppose you ask them for idli, you make sambar. They make chutney. Just eat the chutney, that's all. Always, I told you, are not doing it. When you say always, I will not do it. Then whatever comes, just eat and go. Very simple. Very simple. You understood, ne? Now, during the process, during the task also, they were all together. After the process also, people after the task. After the task, we lose many people. After the task, now, the program is over, 10 people resigned from the job. After the process also, the Rama brought all the people to Ayodhya. This is a success. Now see, this is the granite, ne? Granite. Every granite, see, the shape and size is totally different. This is shape and size, completely different. With this, were the different personalities. Okay, granite stone, you have to make nice wall. Getting it? The nice wall you can make with the different stones. In the same way, different personalities we use. We live with them and we make our life very nicely. Getting it? It's possible to attach this shape and this shape stone. You just fix this side. You will get like this. You getting it? We should not express all. In my life, you give me only bricks. This much, all the bricks are in the same size. It's very easy to build the bricks, the wall with bricks. But difficult to make the wall with a granite stone. Because granite stone doesn't have any shape, particular shape. It's a different shape of that granite stone. We should have that ability that even if you give me very different shapes, okay, then I know how to make the wall. This is the ability we outlined. If we have this ability, then we know, we develop this that relationship skill, our life will be happy. Okay? Coming together is beginning. Remaining together is progress. And working together is success. This is Rama's, the relationship, skill and technique. Is it okay? We are coming together. And we have to remain. We will come together very quickly. Why? 3 days program, we came, that's all. We have to remain together. Without fighting. Coming together. Remaining together. Remaining together itself is not a success. So we have to mobilize the resources in such a way that we have to get some kind of positive production. Otherwise, simply you remain, we came together, we remained, we went back. No, there's no. We have to make some positive, the profit out of it, benefit out of it. Is it okay? So this is the relationship skill from Ramayana we learned. Okay? Therefore, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. I do not know what happened to plant. But remember, many ask, why you are plucking and putting it? This is not, you should not ask me. I should not ask. What is your instruction? Just to follow the instruction. Very simple actually, very simple. I understood, very simple. If you have your own ideas, this and that, you just pull the people also will pull you. So, how to understand, how to go. The little time you have to spend in every incident, then we'll come with some very good decisions. How to go about it. Okay, thank you very much for listening very patiently. This is Rama, the relationship skill, okay? We'll conclude with this. Then we'll go with the questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 questions. Two more also. Please talk about importance of time management for teenagers. Teenagers, huh? Now are there after the Tarati? after this Sarathi. Which one? This will. Okay. You tell me what will to be skipped. One by one you tell, skip this, skip this, skip this. Very nice. Very good. Shall we continue? Alright. Samji, Pranam Samji. My question is, where did Mother Sita learn Shastras? Did she go to the Gurukula? No. Yeah, very good question. Where did Sita go to Gurukula? There she got. The information is, she knows all the scriptures, she studied, and she qualified herself to become friend of Rama in the path of Dharma. This is what it is given. Then where she studied, how long she studied, what are the sastras, these are all the information is not available in Valmiki Ramayana. You can guess, you can do this anumana, according to, with this anumana you can understand. Now, this kind of question are there in Ramayana. So you are highlighting only the, Valmiki was highlighting only the life of Sita. What happened to Urmila? Urmila married Lakshmana. What happened? There's no name after that. What happened to Urmila there? And what happened to that Bharata's wife there? And what happened to Shatrughna's wife? So only Sita is highlighted. These three people are not highlighted. Now see, when author writes, just to, you have to highlight few things also, few things only. You cannot highlight all the characters. It is not necessary also. So this is a character, is highlighted. From this character, you learn so many things, whatever wanted for your life. That is more than enough. This kind of thing is not necessary. They might have, Valmiki might have thought that. So the where Rama went to that Vasishta, and he learned. That is more than enough. And after that, who learned from whom, the list is not there. Only Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna as main characters. They went to here, they went here, and they learned here, that's all. In those days, this is very interesting, in the recent time also, the teacher, if you do not get teacher, father himself become teacher to teach their children. This kind of tradition also we followed. The Svetaketu, Uddalaga Aruni, the Upanishad Svetaketu goes and gets the knowledge from the teacher. After that, the father asks, do you know this? Do you know this? He says that no, teacher did not know why. Otherwise, he would have taught me. And he says, no, it is not like that. You missed the question. Now he asked me, I tell you. The father himself is teaching the Brahma Vidya. So this is also there. Maybe Janaka would have taught all this. Sadanandas Janaka's guru. So he would have taught. So this information is may not be necessary for this Idihasa. That's why this may be, he might have skipped. So we can have this kind of anumana or what you call guess. Is it okay? The detail is not there. But she might have studied somewhere. Because the knowledge she got is something very extraordinary. In those days, all the girl children, they studied. They are well versed in all the scriptures. This is the point. Is it okay? You take any Puranas, they were all studied. Well versed in all the scriptures. Getting it? But that details is not very given. So how they go, what kind of the syllabus for them. But they also studied equally Ram. Sagadharmachari tava, Sagadharmachari tava. Okay, now Vastu now they very popular. Vastu, now if you see the same Ramayana, Lakshmana was making small kutir in the forest. For Rama, he makes a very good kutir, windows and all the entrance very nicely, with all gardens, perfectly he makes. And he did this kind of, the kutir, the house in the forest, he made all the houses according to Vastu Shastra. Vastu, the word is used in Valmiki Ramayana. What kind of Vastu? All the details is not there. Are you getting it? According to Vastu Shastra, he built the house in the forest. But what details is not there? Is it okay? Therefore, she might have studied from her own father or from Sadananda, Skula Guru. The detail is not given there. It's not necessary. That's why Valmiki might have skipped it. After Grihastha, the transition to retirement is difficult. Okay? Is there an organized method of detaching on some place to go to? Okay? And in this modern day, what does the final transition to sannyasa look like? Okay. So, Grihastha to Vanaprastha is difficult. If I want to do Vanaprastha, is there any place to go and detach myself? This is the question I think I understood clearly. And one more thing. What does the final transition to sannyasa in the modern days look like? Okay. Practical question. There's in the modern day, there's no need to go to forest and all. It's very difficult. Very difficult. No, sir. No, because Naxalites are living in the forest. No. And you go as a sadhu, you are sitting there doing tapas, the police will come and say, hey, what you are doing here? What is the connection? Are you getting it? In the modern day, the system is totally, changed. Physically, if you do this kind of thing, we will get into problem. Those days, they used to go Parivrajiga. Now, in this modern, if I go Parivrajiga, they'll put me somewhere in the jail. You are looking like some...
Sir, I am sadhu.
Hi. Why you are sitting here? Why you are sleeping here? Are you getting it? Why you go, Bhavati Bhikshandehi? You are looking like very strong person. You are acting with some doubt with this person. Unnecessary. The modern day, the style is totally different. So, first thing, get our the transition from the Grihastha to what is called Vanaprastha. You have to do. You should not compromise. Grihastha to Vanaprastha, it's what's that? Something is obstructing. That is your deep attachment with Grihastha. So, you have to work personally to get out of this kind of attachment. You have to work. This is up to you. And next question, is there any ashram is available? It is better you stay in the house and make the house as a forest. You put something here and there. You just consider your house itself as a forest. Okay, don't clean the house. That's all. Very simple. The forest means what? The place is not important. Those days, place also helped. In this modern day, I'm joking. Excuse me, you have to clean your house. In the house, you have to make in such a way, you bring all the photos, Ramana Maharishi, Tapan Maharaj, Gurudev photo, and all the great that photos. Whenever you see whichever side, that reminds you. You are in, next ashram. Get detached. And keep all the book. You just to take out all India Today, America Today, you just keep everything outside. And keep all your Purana, Idigasa and wherever you see how to, this thing should remind us. And you should not attend the call unnecessarily. Okay, you attend the call from your family. But you should not call them. But the phone will pull you like anything. And your finger also will go. And you have to control, come. At the same time, you should not expect the call. Who called me? No.
I'm not calling. Every number in the show, nobody's calling me.
This is also not detaching, okay? When you detach, you should come from. Not every number and then looking at the car, nobody's calling me. What is the use of this phone, huh? So this kind of expectation you have to cut. Any emergency from other person, your son, daughter, emergency, okay. A emergency will come once in a while. Daily emergency will not come. That is also there. We should not compromise. They are not calling me. I call them. Emergency call I do. No. So we have to check very properly that this is the retirement life. The retirement in those days, you are completely retired from our house and go to our forest. This is modern day. It's not possible for so many reasons. Sitting in the same house, you try to retire from all your activities. Getting it? The same way sannyasa also, giving up everything. That it's a mental level, what's that work? The mental level. If you understand, this is everything is involved in the mind level, then you can be wherever you are. In those days, the mental level also they have done, and physical also they went from one place to other place. That was possible in those days. The yuga is different. This yuga is different. Getting it? I know you got it. But Vanaprastha sannyasa is very easy. Just leave it. Vanaprastha sannyasa is very easy. From Grihastha to Vanaprastha is most difficult. Very much. You have to pull yourself. From Grihastha to Vanaprastha, you have to work very hard to get attachment, get out of the attachment. There you have to do. Is it okay? Yeah. Vanaprastha is a lifestyle. It's not necessary to go to forest in this. Lifestyle should be the vidra. Sannyasa, completely giving up that. So this kind of uniform is given. The organization uniform is given. The commitment and the dedication and the role is totally different. Yeah, if you go to organization, you are formally, you are taking the path and this is different. But those who are living in Grihastha, so only mind level is very, very important than the physical appearance. Getting it? Yeah. So maturity comes one level to next level, one level to next level. So that you have to work. I tell you, this will help you a little to some extent, that's all. Excuse me, your name and your form will help you up to some extent. This is not all actually. Gurudev used to say that if you have land, one acre land, okay, then you grow paddy. The paddy is well grown paddy, have very, very wealthy and healthy paddies. At that time, you can have what that compound. You getting it? This is the compound. The name and form is compound. But inside already the paddy must be there. Otherwise, only compound you make. You open the compound, go, nothing is there. Getting it or not? So, paddy is more important than the fence. So, these are all name, form and other thing is a fence, that's all. But more than the fence, the material is important inside the compound. You got it? Yeah. So this is how to work. This question is over. And this question is over. While I understand that I will need to practice detachment with my kids, what is my responsibility on my parents? Okay. Parents who expect support. Anyone explain this to me? While I understand that I will need to practice detachment with my kids, okay. You need to practice detachment. What is my responsibility on my parents who expect support? That means what? Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. So your parents are expecting from you. No, explanation. I need to practice with my kids. Okay, what is my responsibility on my parents? We expect support. Okay, are you getting?
I do have
parents who,
you know, my mom, you know, she would expect that.
Okay, from you. No, your parents are expecting from you or from your children? From me. That is the next generation.
Yes.
The next layer problem. This is not the coming to the first layer, okay.
Now, from this knowledge, I know that I should not be expecting that.
Okay, very good. You got it. Now you have to, when they expect, because they do not know about it, you know. Because the responsibility in the society, the person who knows more So this person should take the leading role, and this person should adjust with the person who is in an ignorant position. They are getting it. There is Krishna also said, na buddhi bedam janayat ajnanam karma sangina. If you know little more, so you have to lead the people. And you, now you come to, by God's grace, you study Bhagavad Gita, everything. You know what is you, what you should not expect from your children. You are okay, clear. So from one side you are clear. And next side you should not ask your parent, come on, amma, sit down. You should not expect anything from me. According to Dharma Shastra, you have to go from here to there, get out. You should not, because they are not in that position. So what is our responsibility? Because they are expecting, they do not know this kind of thing. They are not able to understand this kind of subtle philosophies also. So whatever they expect, now you are in this position, you have to fulfill them. That's all. You are getting it? Now their route is not clear. So you have to go and sit to drive their car. And your route is clear. You are not expecting for your children. You can ride your own car. Finished. That's all. So you have to fulfill their, what is that, expectation. You getting it? When I came from my house, my mother was there. And she was telling, there are so many people are there, let them go to sannyasi. Why you are going? Why you are going to let them go? And she is from a village. And she doesn't know how to put the sign also. What about sign the my what do you call the signature in the record sheet? What do you call in those days? Yellow color record sheet we used to get in the schools. A report card. So I myself was writing her. Yeah, 2-3 times I did. Because she was not well. She'll take pen and very slowly she'll write her name. So I myself, yeah. Excuse me, I used to get first, second rank only, okay? Yeah. And she was telling that so many people are there, let them go. So when I went, I took first time the Brahmachari Diksha. Then I went, Guruji told that you have to get permission and blessings. I went and did namaskar. And she asked, what is this? No, I'm going to take this guy. Okay, you decided, you carry on, she told like that. After many years, I went and did namaskar. I said, what is this? I'm going to take sannyas. And she told that, 10 years back you took one sannyas, what is that? What is second time? Every 10 years they will give one. She didn't understand. Are you getting it? It is very, very interesting to notice. And she feels without you, the life is boring. And she makes a lot of jokes also about life. Without you, the life is boring here. Whenever you find time, you have to come and see me. Like all those rules she made. So whenever I visit Chennai, once I will see her. Then and whenever I go, oh, okay, you did some problem. That's why they have sent you back. Are you okay? She will ask like that. Whenever I visit, any problem, they sent you back like that. This is the mindset. She is from the village. Very interesting to deal. And our responsibility, you studied this kind of thing. You cannot expect this kind of personality to come out. It is not possible. Lord also will not be pleased arrogating it. So every now and then go sit with her, spend some time, and you come back. This is what we have to do. In the same way, when they expect, you just go and fulfill small thing. That is our responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. So when they go to next janma, they also come to some Bhagavad Gita class and they come to know that. Oh, my daughter in previous janma, she took care. Yeah. You know, one janma, they will get it. So this is our responsibility to take care of them. Yeah, I should be like that, don't you? I was also doing very interestingly then. Very interesting. Why second time you are getting sannyas? She has asked. In Tamil language she asked. Enda rendavathu murai? Like that. Very interesting. This question okay? Yeah, this question is okay. Right? What is Advaita Ramayana? Advaita Ramayana, who wrote it? ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ಓ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ರಾಮ್ ಯಾ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಭಗವನ್ ವೇದವ್ಯಾಸ, ಬಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇನ್ ಕೇರಳ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ, ದ ಸೇಮ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ಸೇಮ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ರಾಮಾಯಣ, ಸೇಮ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇನ್ ಕೇರಳ. ಯು ಸೇ ರಾಮ ಇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಜೀವ ಇಸ್ ಸೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಜೀವ, ಆಲ್ ಮಂಕೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ, ಮೋರ್ ದನ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ, ಮೋರ್ ದನ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. ಇಟ್ ಓಕೆ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಕೇರಳ. ಇನ್ ತಮಿಳ್ನಾಡು ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ತಮಿಳ್ನಾಡು ವಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಕಂಬರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್. ವೇರ್? ಯಾ ಉತ್ತರಾಖಂಡ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಐತ್, ಉತ್ತರಾಖಂಡ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಉತ್ತರಾಖಂಡ ಇಸ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್, ಕಂಬರಾಮಾಯಣ ಮಾಡಿಸು ಉತ್ತರಾಖಂಡ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಇನ್ ತುಳಸಿ ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಉತ್ತರಾಖಂಡ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಕಂಬನ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಂಟ್ ಟಚ್ ದ ಉತ್ತರಾಖಂಡ್. ಆಯ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್. ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಯು ಸಜೆಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮನ್ ಆರ್ ಅವರ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಓಕೆ, ಇಫ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಆತ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಐ ಡೂ ಟು ಫೋಕಸ್ ಆನ್? ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್, ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚಿನ್. ಸೊ 3 days ವಿತೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್
ಯು ಫೋಕಸ್ಡ್, ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್, ಗ್ರೇಟ್,
ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್. ಎನಿವೇ ಯು ಮೇಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್, ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಜೋಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್, ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್, ವಿತೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್, ನೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್? ಯಾ, ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್. ಸೊ ಟು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ತತ್ವಬೋಧ. ತತ್ವಬೋಧ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ತತ್ವಬೋಧ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ವೇದ ಅಂತ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಆತ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ನೌ ಸಿ, ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಮಿನಿಟ್ಸ್. ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್, ಯು ಬಿ ರೆಡಿ, ಆರ್ ಯು ರೆಡಿ? ಓಕೆ, ನೌ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ. He used to go to Tiruvannamalai very often. His friend is married and getting into problem of the family, so much family problem. And this friend is asking, you are very, you look very Santa Purusha, what is the matter? The first person says that, I used to go to Tiruvannamalai. There Ramana Maharishi is sitting there and he is asking, who am I question. I also do this kind of inquiry. That's why I look so Santa Purusha. Okay, you take me also there. His friend told, I have so much of family problem. Then the first person, Tiruvannamalai person, took the next person, the family person. He took. Ramana Maharishi is sitting there. So far. The first person, this is Maharishi, you do namaskara, sit up. All, so many people are quietly sitting there. Ramana Maharishi also was in the meditation. Just opened his eyes. And slowly he asked that person. The person also told that, I have a problem in my family. I came here. If you give some vibhuti, some lemon, something, I can. So I gave some consolation. My friend brought. Then he asked, who are you? He said that, I am going to Sami from Chennai. I am not asking your name. Who are you? Ayyo, my father name is Kandasamy. I'm not asking your father name. Who are you? Oh, sir, I'm coming from Chennai. So, I'm not asking the place where you are coming from. Who are you? Then started scratching. When he looked at that friend already escaped from that place. Friend knows very well this will happen because this happened to him also already. Brought him, you do meditation, I will come afterwards. Escaped. You. I told my name, Goinsami did not work. Kandasamy also did not work. I'm coming from Chennai. No, I'm not asking, who are you? I'm slowly started inquiring that. Sir, I am man, sir, man. What is it? Body. I said, when you die, they will burn this body. Yes, you are right. Then who are you? Ayyo. I will come next week. To his house, the wife is operating there. Where were you 2 days? First, you, who are you? You tell me, who are you?
Ayyo, what happened to you?
That's what I am asking, who am I? Wife was telling that. That's why I told you, don't go with that person. You also will become like that. That person spoiled you. Don't ask you and me, who are you? You do such. Who am I? I will do this. Go. You're getting it? And this man started forgetting everything. All the problem has gone. Only one problem has now arisen. Who am I? Who am I, sir? Getting it? And slowly he started doing inquiry into that. One question is more than enough. Finished. Who am I? He said, this is your father name, this is your name, this is the place where you are living, this is the body. Suppose you say, if he goes little deeper, I am the mind. If you say I am the mind, in the deep sleep state, where is the mind? Dissolves. Then who am I? Are you getting it? When I say this is my body, when you say my body, I am different from my body. This is my object. When you say my object, I am totally different from this. In the same way, my body, I am different. My mind, it itself says that I am different from my mind. So who are you? Are you getting it? If you go like this, you find something formless thing is inside the body and it activates everything. That is Atma. Atma means something, the formless God is everywhere. Everywhere this formless God, same God is inside in this body. When you understand this, this is called self-inquiry. So you are doing 3 years sitting in the ashram. You see our condition. That's why some people go like this. 3 years. This kind of inquiry. When you find your own nature, that is called, the own nature is called Atma. This is explained in Tattvabodh. So those who have asked this question, I'm recommending, please read Tattvabodh, you will understand it. And if you do not understand, read Atmabodha. Even then, if you not understand,
Vivek Chudamani, Bhagavad Gita,
all Upanishads, next Janma. I'll tell you, just I'm joking, just you read Bhagavad Gita, Atma Bodhan Tattva, you will understand it. It's very easy to understand. The Lord will bless you. Lord will bless you. Lord has got this kind of way. When you do research, definitely He will come and He will show His word. This is what me. Yeah? Very subtle, but you can understand. Lord will bless. When you ask this question, because of His, what are the blessings only you are asking this question. Otherwise, this question will not come. What is Atma? This question, I don't know, whoever wrote this question, it's a very, very powerful question. You will come to know this. Lord will bless you. You will get this. This is not an ordinary question. So you start reading, Tattvabodha will get it. As per your research in Valmiki Ramayana, what are the various thoughts on the part about Rama sending Sita away to the forest? Did Valmiki write it? How do we understand the act as a dharmic act? Or sending back left? As per your research in Valmiki Ramayana, what are the various thoughts on the part about Rama sending Sita away to forest? Okay. The first time Rama was, asking Sita to go into fire. This is the controversy. Second controversy, Rama sending Sita Devi to the forest. Now this involves so much of study. I have the slides also now. But allowed Sita to go into fire. Why he asked Sita to go to forest now? You know the reason. She stayed 1 year in that Lanka, and when she came back, the people, very, very common people, were commenting on her character. This is a very worldly view, commenting her character. Sita's purity, everybody knows in the, when what that all devatas came, including Brahmadeva and Lord Shiva came, and Indra Deva, all these people came at the time of the Agni Parvesha. They told she is very pure. Agni also came and after having done this kind of process also, when he brought the Sita Devi to Ayodhya, there the Ayodhya people, here and there, they also commented. Rama heard this. I do not know anything, I don't know how to solve this problem, because there itself I solved. She proved her purity in front of all the monkeys, vanaras, all the rakshasas, in front of the devatas. Already proved. Every now and then people will ask, every now and then I cannot prove. This is not possible. But the people in Ayodhya, they have some doubt in her, what is that, purity. It is better. So here the king should not do that. King should not take this kind of what the stand that whatever, whoever may say whatever, the I will not listen. I will live my life. No, king should not do. Ordinary subject can do that. Ordinary person can do. So ordinary person can get any comments from outside. According to the, if you act, you will lose your life. But king should not be like that. King should be what that beyond all comments. So he decided that. If king sets the standard, all people also will set the standard. He wanted to keep the standard for rest of the people. People should live happily in a dharmic way. That's why when people have this kind of thought, he decided, I have to give up Sita. Yata raja tata praja. In personal life, he has given up his personal life for the welfare of the world. No politician will do around the world. You just go to Tamil Nadu. They will not. Only my family, my children, my generation. I aggrandize everything for my what that family. I do not worry about the people in the what that Tamil Nadu. Anywhere, other states also. Now Rama is not like that. Rama, he gave up his own life, personal life, for the welfare of the world. Who will give up Sita now? See that. It's an ordinary kind of the personality. Highly learned. The background from what that Janaka Putri, highly learned. So beautiful lady. There's so many qualifications, top to bottom. You take any layer of personality, complete personality, Sita. Who will leave Sita? So he has given him his personal life to set the standard for the people so that the people can follow the dharma. They will live very happily. This is king's, as king's stand, he has given up his, what that, personal life. And after that, Sita gave birth to 2 children. His children also he never touched after that. So he has given up Sita, his children, his personal life for the welfare of the world. And he never had any doubt on Sita's character. You getting it? Already, there also when she went into fire, so when she came back from the Ashoka Vana, she was shrinking her body and started coming. Rama watched that. What is this? I don't have any doubt and all. Why you are shrinking your body? You have something in your mind. That's a little. Few more minutes I will take. Before this, Rama sends the message. You go and tell Sita everything is over. Hanuman went and told. Everything is over. Now you can meet Sita. You can meet Rama. And she also, I want to meet Rama. She sent the message. First Hanuman went and told everything. She sent the message, I want to meet Rama. Okay. After that, Rama sent Vibhishana. You go and ask her to take bath. You have to underline this. To take bath. You make her all completely, what is it? Sarvalankara Bhushita. Then you bring her. Nice dress. Decorate her with all dress, this and that, and bring her. This is the instruction given to Vibhishana. Vibhishana went, and everything is there in Valmiki. Vibhishana went and told. Rama asked you to take bath and do alankara and come back. At that time, Sita was telling that, no, I want to see Rama as I am sitting here. Are you getting it? This is an untold message by Valmiki Rishi. We should not give more commentary on this. I want to meet Rama as it is. 10 months back I came here. I am sitting here without taking bath, without taking any food. That means what? I want to come and see Rama as it is means there are so many untold message behind it. You just think. And Rama told, you ask her to take bath and alankara, let her come. Are you getting it? There itself is complete proof that Rama never had any doubt on her. And she got some doubtful feeling in that. That's why she told. After that also when she walks shrinking her body, Rama looked at her. I don't have any problem. I know who are you. I know your purity. You are also nobody can touch you. So you are that kind of pativrata. I know that. Why you are coming like that? Rama had. If you feel that kind of feeling inside your mind, this will not work when you come to Ayodhya. Are you getting it? So Rama made in such an arrangement, such a drama that so that she can go herself into fire and Agni Devata should come. All the Devatas should come and witness. Then you yourself remove that feeling from that, from your mind and come with what Gambhirya Purushi. Are you getting it? This is how he made this kind of drama. And one more thing, when I was there in the forest alone with my wife, when I went behind the deer, the Devatas should have protected us. They missed. So I do not take my Sita towards Ayodhya without showing her purity to the world. I am not doubting her. Her purity, all the people should glorify her purity. So Devatas missed to protect her in the forest. The same Devatas should come and they have to sing the glory of Sita. Then alone I will take her back to, are getting it? So this much was that the attitude and the thinking, he made such a drama that Sita went into fire and came back. And all the Devatas were asking that, hey Rama, you are behaving like an ordinary person. You are doubting your wife. Excuse me, sir. I never doubted. I want to bring the glory of Sita to the world. Nobody should tell any bad about, no comment on Sita. But everyone can comment on me. Now it has happened. Now world is going to blame me, not Sita. This is what I wanted. Are you getting it? This is the partner should sacrifice his name. I may get bad name, but you should not get bad name because I like you, love you so much. Are you getting it? This is the expression of love, Rama did. Till now we are blaming Rama only, not Sita. You getting it? This is what Rama wanted. He achieved it. He brought the glory of, this was Sita Yaha Charitam. He brought the glory of Sita. He has done so much of thing here. And after taking Sita there also few or the low kind of people are talking. Even that also king should not have. King should set standard for ordinary people. That's why he has given up his personal life for the welfare of the world. That's why he sent Sita to Valmiki Ashram. That too now you have to think. He never would send Sita to the father's place. Even in my presence, people are talking bad comment they are giving. Then what to talk about when she goes to her mother's place? Are you getting it? So it is safe. Again, what is protecting her? He sends Sita to Valmiki Ashram. In the ashram, Valmiki's person, nobody will talk any bad thing. And Valmiki will take care of my child also, and he will teach all the Vedas and Upanishadanda. Getting it? This is how he glorified Sita. He sacrificed his life for the welfare of the world. Is it okay? This is the answer for this question. Yeah. When you read Rama, you know, you see Rama sacrificed for Sita. How to protect wife? How to glorify her? This you have to learn from. I can get bad name. Anybody, even now also ordinary person, is Rama doubted is her. It's okay. I never doubted. Even if you doubted, I'm okay. But nobody is commenting the Sita's purity. You getting it? This is what Rama wanted. Achieved it. Suppose we love so much our children. The children's life should be. Nobody should tell any comment, bad comment of my child. But you can comment on me. Are you getting it? I can take all the blame. You be happy. This is what father does, mother does. The same way Rama protected her. So he sacrificed his own life for the welfare of the world. Yeah, the king should be like this. How the ideal king should be, you have to learn from Rama. Now the ideal king, my life is more important than your life. People, you may suffer. My life, my family should not suffer. This is a stand wherever you go, kings. Selfish kings. Now Rama, he sacrificed personal life for the welfare of the world. Not doubting Sita. So you read again and again, you are very, very clear. So we have to worship. That's why we bring Rama's idol and we worship him. Otherwise, why unnecessarily worshipping this kind of personality? Worshipping Rama, why? No one can think, no one can do like Rama. Okay? This is the answer for that. I answered. Okay. Okay? So, thank you very much. And ma? First, my time management for the youngsters, you make your schedule. Morning 5 o'clock you get up, which is impossible. 5 or 6 o'clock you get up this time, 1 hour, and over the breakfast, again go to school, come back from school, and you make. Monday to Friday, you make your schedule. You're getting it? Saturday, special schedule. And Sunday, special schedule. You just make your schedule. You just go along with the schedule. That's all. This is how you have to manage your time. Getting it? When I am in India, so in my place, I get up early. This is my time. This is my puja time. And this is where I go to school. I do management work. I'll come back. Then I'll do my research work and all. So till this time, I'll sleep. Daily routine I will make. If I travel in 3 months, there is no schedule. Whatever you give schedule, that is the schedule. Then after that, I'll go, I'll do whatever I do. Every 3 days, every 1 week is getting changed. That schedule I cannot, but I know how to manage my time, how to do other work also. So time management is very flexible. You have to make use of complete time very effectively, that's all. Then you are asking, as a student, when can I study? Can I study evening 7 to 8? Evening 7 to 8, if you are very sleepy, sleep, that's all. Suppose night 10 to 11, I am okay. I am read it. So according to your physical cooperation, your mental cooperation, you have to fix your time. Are you getting it? Otherwise, I have to sit with you and you tell me when you sleep, when you get up, you tell me your time, I will make the timetable, give it to you. This is time management. Time management is individual time management. You cannot make general and give it. Some children has got the, we have a school. There also I made like this schedule and gave them. And the parents are impossible. Morning 5 o'clock, they never seen the sunrise in their life. No, they never seen before sunrise. Not sunrise, before sunrise. They are never seen. It's not possible. And they are very good. In night 12 o'clock also they will read. Okay, you read 12 o'clock. Morning you sleep, that's all. Suppose you are reading. In between you are getting bored. Get up. Go out. Do something. Come back. Again you read it. So the time management will go according to your mindset. Getting it? You have to make your schedule. According to that you have to follow. That's very simple. And you have to sit with your father and mother and they have to make your own time schedule. Yeah, this is how you have to do. Suppose I say morning 5 o'clock you get up, okay. Till 6 o'clock you read your, and after that take bath, okay. Go to puja room, chant something, we will manage our time, we will leave it. If I make schedule like this, excuse me, thank you very much. We know how to manage our time. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Getting it? Time, in time manager, what you are doing, so you are spending more time on your phone. Phone, Facebook. First you keep the phone that side. You reduce the time from them. And you, sleep. You sleep or spend more time. Just you cut this two from this two place, you will get more time. Then you have some program, some project. You have some project, you reduce the time from these two places and you have some positive. Automatically you know how to set your time. This is a very nice suggestion. I know you will not take it, but suggestion is suggestion, that's all. But I fix the time, so in 5 years I have to finish Mahabharatam, that's all. Every day I will not read. So suppose you are traveling, you cannot read. In 5 years, whenever you get time, you just keep on reading Mahabharata. Takes note. And do research on that. 5 years time I have to finish. This is the day to day. Sometimes you fix the time day wise. Sometimes week wise. Sometimes month wise. In 5 years I will do. So I reduce all this contact, this and that. You reduce all the contact. You fix the project. In 5 years you just direct. Day wise management, week wise management, month wise management, everything will come into that in proper light. Anyway, we have to finish the time up. Okay? Ah, okay only. Okay. Thank you very much. I spent very nice time this 3 days with you all. Say thank you. I enjoyed this three-day class. Enjoyed this 3 days class. Very nice. Self-unfoldment and human, the personal, interpersonal relationship. Very, very practical from Ramayana. We studied, so I thank our Raghuji. So he only, what is that, fixed this thing. So ask me, you come to this camp. This is, I never conducted camp style in America. Just I go, conduct, I'll go to next center. This is the first camp in the visit. And one more very special thing, I never conducted a meditation class in my life. Yeah, I tell you the truth.
I never conducted.
Why? I tell you the reason. In 1 minute. Ah. So 20 years back, okay? 20 years back, I was a Brahmacharya. I used to laugh more, you know that. Even small jokes. If I see something very funny, I'm not able to control. Particularly, I used to get laughter in the flight. I do not know. If everybody is very silent, I used to get what laughter. So that kind of mindset I have. Why you ask me? So 20 years back, one meditation class was conducted by our Guruji, Pooja Guruji, Tejamanji, Coimbatore. All acharyas and senior members, the secretary and president of the Chinmaya Mission, they came. We also went. It's a very big hall. Guruji was sitting very early morning, 5:30. Sitting and giving some instruction. I came late. Late means 2 minutes only, okay? I came late. So all people are sitting, so came late. I was sitting there, near the door. Sincerely, at that time I was okay, very sincerely. Whatever the instruction. So next to me, one old person. I never thought of I tried myself to control. Maximum. Luckily, I was sitting there near the door. If I would have been sitting you finished total program. By God's grace, I was sitting there. Slowly, I got up. Slowly I got up, slowly went away. That is my first and last meditation class in my life. I want to share you. First and last, finish. After that, many, many people ask me, you conduct the meditation. Impossible. I will not conduct. Well, if I conduct, I may give some laughter in between. Suppose I laugh, Om Sham. I will say, this is Atma, abide in the Atma. You remember so many things. Very serious subject. So Raghuji only initiated me. You have to conduct this. Okay, yes. Why? You locked me 3 days. First time I conduct. Is it okay for you? First time I conduct. This is special, what is that, camp. Now hereafter I will conduct meditation class. Yeah. So thank you very much. Because of you only I got this inspiration in Atlanta. Very good. Okay, very nice about the seekers. May God bless your Gurudev, show you the path to get away from this attachment. We reach the goal of human life. Thank you very much. Hari Om. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Satma Savignya. That is for Mandukya Upanishad. That's grace. Very good. So Tattva Bodha gives you what is it?